This is T, y'all, from Alabama. Should be interesting. Hey, T.
Yeah, what's up, Jesse?
How you doing, T?
Doing good, man.
No man is good.
We'll say that in the Bible, Jesse. But anyway, what's your question, man?
You're not aware that the Bible said no man is good?
No, I'm not, Jesse.
We perversed. Perversed.
Okay.
Let me go to T, Alabama. T, get it off your chest, sir.
Yeah, good morning, Jesse.
Hey, T.
Hey. Yeah, I hate to ruin this love fest.
You couldn't do it. You couldn't do it if you tried,
yeah,
T.
I know. I'm going to ask you a question, man. What are you
And it's called Proverbs, not Proverbs. T. This is interesting from Alabama. Hey, T, you're on the air.
Yeah, how you doing, Jesse?
All is well, sir. How are you?
Doing fine.
Good.
Just want to say this right quick, man, before you get there, acting like a little child. I want to hang up.
What do you want, T? Stop being my mama.
No, I'm not being your mama, Jesse.
Well, then, what do you want? Stop trying to act like you. You sound just like a mama when you do that kind of stuff. Stop doing it. You just don't realize what you're doing.
Yeah, that's why you need to forgive your mama, Jesse.
What do you want, T?
But anyway, I want to say this to you, Jesse. Give me a time to say this. This is my description of you, man. Proverbs 15.
He black. Proverbs 15.
Yeah.
He black.
Yeah, black. Yeah.
He said Proverbs. Yeah. It just said Proverbs. He said Proverbs.
Yeah, Proverbs.
See, you okay now, right? Don't you feel better now that you can't read it?
Definitely feel better now.
Perverse.
Yeah, you all feel real good, you know.
He black.
They have the dummy on the show. Yep.
Forgive your mother,
the dummy on the show. Yeah. You accept that. That's a good thing.
You know what called Proverbs, perverts.
Proverbs 15. The tongue of the wise uses knowledge, they write, but the mouth of fools pour out foolishness. The lips of the wise disperse knowledge, but the heart of the fool does not. The heart of him that has understanding seeks knowledge.
I let T go. I ain't got time for no Bible, sir. Boring. I let him go, for I did hang up on him. It's a waste of time. Destiny.
Okay. Whatever, Jesse. Okay.
He black.
Whatever, you a challenge, Jesse. Why is it that you find it hard to speak to folks that want to confront you about some of the stupid stuff you said, man?
Repeat that.
Why do you find it hard to listen to folks that want to challenge the stupidity that you screw out every day on your show?
I do not find it hard. It's just that if you...
Yes, you do.
If you have a different opinion, you need to be clear, you need to listen, and we can talk about it. But I'm not going to put up with the insane that you and that guy from Earl from Michigan, because you guys never make sense about anything. And you ask me the same thing, or you make the same statement over and over as though you didn't hear the answer.
Yeah, because one thing, you don't want to, you never want to get an answer.
What is it that you disagree with, T? What do you disagree with?
A lot of things I disagree with you.
Like what, for example?
A lot of things. Well, one thing is this. When you say that marriage or having sex before marriage or living with somebody and all this stuff is wrong, where it doesn't say anything about that in the Bible, okay?
So, are you saying that?
I don't know where you get that from.
Are you saying that it's not wrong to have sex and live together before marriage?
Yeah, I'm saying it's not wrong, Jesse.
You're black. I am not surprised.
Why do you say that it's not wrong?
Black people don't. You're right. Most black people think that that's fine. That's why they're having all those babies out of wedlock.
Okay. Does it say that in the Bible?
It says that the Bible says that fornication won't, if you fornicate, you will not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Is that in the Bible?
What is fornicating? Does that say living with somebody?
Fornication, does fornication mean sex before marriage?
doesn't mean sex before marriage.
Yes. Yeah. Well, that's my point.
Does it say living with somebody, Jesse?
If you live with her, you got to have sex with her unless you're a homosexual or something.
It also says if you look at a woman in lust, okay, Jesse.
T.
You know, just like you want to holler about.
T, let's stay with one thing. Let's stay with one thing first. So you're saying as a black man, are you a Christian? You're saying it's okay to have sex before marriage and live together before marriage, right?
I'm going to just put it to you like this, Jesse.
Are you saying that it's okay? Answer that first.
Jesse, it's that person's like, it's okay. If that person feels like it's okay, it's fine.
See, folks, this is what's wrong with the black community. They do not value. They don't. Hold on, T. Hold on. I want to make the point because you just spoke the way a lot of black people believe. Black people don't believe it's wrong to have sex before marriage, live together before marriage, have babies out of wedlock before marriage. And that's why they're suffering, folks. It's not about this phony idea of racism, all the stuff, slavery and Jim Crow. Black people, not all, but most, have turned away from God, and they think doing wrong is right, and right is wrong. I'm telling you, folks, T just proved my point. T, how old are you? How old are you, T? How old are you, T?
56, Jesse.
How much?
56.
What? Your phone?
5-6, Jesse. Can you hear?
No, your Obama phone going in and out, so I'm not hearing you.
Okay, 5-6. Five.
You're 56 years old? I thought you were older than that. You sound older. And so this is why black people are suffering, because they don't believe in God, folks.
Okay.
And you're a Christian, right,
T? Yeah.
Amazing.
I consider myself Christian, okay?
That's right.
And I want to say this to you, man.
Yes, sir.
You always want folks to prove their point to you. You always have to sell this ridiculous stuff. Words are made up. And like I said, having sex outside of marriage as a sin and so forth. Tell me, Jesse, like I asked you, what do you show there in the Bible that it says specifically having sex before marriage is a sin? Because so you love to say what is a sin and what's the sin, okay? So tell me, what does it say it's a sin, Jesse?
T, let me tell you this. I'm answering now. I don't want to convince you. I want you to stay in that hellhole that you're in.
No,
I don't want to convince you that is wrong. Hold on, T. Hold on, buddy. Hold on. I want you to stay in that you're in, and you call yourself a Christian, and you're asking about the Bible. But I don't want to convince you. I want black people, because there are black people out there. I met, hold on, I'll put T on hold for a minute. Black people that don't want to hear, or any other people that don't want to hear, I'm not trying to convince you of anything. I'm not going to play the game or quote the scriptures to you. It's really up to you. Suffer and die, or forgive and live. It's up to you. And there are black people, men and women, who will hear the truth, they recognize it, and they're waking up. T is 56 years old, folks. He's saying it's not wrong. Ain't nothing wrong with that. You can have sex out of wedlock. You can live together out of wedlock, no matter. And this is the mentality of most black men and women, all in the name of Jesus. This is why their children are suffering, because the sins, other parents are being passed on from generation to generation. It's sad that this old man is saying there's nothing wrong with that and calling himself a Christian and has the audacity to ask me about the Bible. Do you think I'm going to quote the Bible with some fake Christian that think it's okay to live in sin all in the name of Jesus? Go ahead, T.
Jesse, when you come down the Bible, man, you don't even believe in the Bible. So what you talking about, brother? You don't even believe in the Bible.
And
so
you don't either.
Like a straight out fool. Man.
You don't either, T.
You don't even. You say the Bible is made up, or just read it and forget about it, and all this bull crap. You sit there and holler, "My silent prayer," where that's you got that from the Bible, but you want to claim it as your own. You are straight nut, man.
What good is it doing you to believe in the Bible if the Bible is to believe in, to be believed in? What good is it doing you to believe in the Bible when you're still sinning? And you think it's just fine.
Jesse, you want
what good is that doing you? Answer that. I got to put T on hold again. T, I need you to answer that. If you're not going to answer, I'm going to move on. What good? You quote the scripture, but yet you're saying to sin is fine. Nothing wrong with it. What good is it doing you?
Jesse, have you proven
what good is it doing you, T? T, what
have
good
you
is
sin,
goodbye,
Jesse?
Goodbye, T.
Have you proven that to
goodbye. So you have a man who 56 years old, black, who called himself a Christian. Quote the scripture where he says, nothing wrong with having sex before marriage, living together before marriage. It's fine. And he want me to quote the Bible with him? The Bible ain't working for that one. Because the faith should be in God, not in the Bible. Only have faith in God. And the Bible points you back to that. The kingdom of heaven is within. See, white folks, it ain't your fault. These people all have turned away from God. They hate God. And they hate anyone who mentioned him. Unless you mention him in a way where they can stay in a fallen state.
I'm going to ask you a question, man. Why all of a sudden, I've been listening for the last couple of days, and I see how you now putting the label on victims on white folks, making white folks seem like they're victims now for the reason they're going out and doing these terrible crimes like shooting up people, killing people. When it comes down to white folks, you want to come up with excuses, reasons why they do stuff. You know, they are now victims, you know, because they've been called racist and all this stuff. So they are acting out because of that. But when it comes down to anybody else, Jesse, a black person or whoever, Hispanic, you got all these
Hispanic
these labels, okay? You got all these labels you want to put on them. Their parents ain't no good. They don't love God. You know, they this, they thugs. But when it comes down to white folks, you want to sugarcoat it. You want to try to soften it up and so forth.
You love that's white people, too.
Yeah, I love white people, Jesse.
Hold on, T. Yeah. Let me take a break. Poor T. Don't blame him. He was born with a silver spoon in his mouth. T's so blind, he just hear whatever he want to hear, whatever Satan tell him. That's what Jesse's saying. Amazing! And T is old and still unwise. Oh, the wall going up! T, let me go back to T. Okay. And then we pick up. Hey, T, thank you for holding. Go ahead.
Yeah, Jesse. You're the biggest Satan lover out there, man. Just want to say this, man. Again, my question to you, like I said, you sit around, you want to give these white folks this victim mentality now, Jesse, okay? And my point is this, man.
Give me an example of wanting to make white people victims. I'm telling them not to be victims. Why can't you hear that?
No.
I just told the white women, don't marry a man that complains because a man that complains and blames is a woman. Is a woman. A man, I have to put him on hold because talking to an angry black man is like talking to an angry black woman. I tell white women, don't marry white men who complain, who blame. Real men overcome. They don't blame. And the women follow real men who are overcoming. All right? So don't pay any attention to T. T is angry. Don't blame him. Go ahead, T.
Okay, Jesse. Yeah, let's go to the games. I just want to say this, man. What you do is...
You want to say anything to T?
This victim, Jesse.
Yeah, you want to say anything to T?
Man, don't put that two-wearing person on the phone, man. Somebody on here there for Joy, man. He just wants your puppet.
T. Joey,
I'm gonna try to make sense of what you're trying to say. So what you're trying to say is that Jesse's more biased to the white people than the black people. And
Joey, you know that yourself, man.
Okay, but listen though, is that at the same time, black people are not only just killing, they doing all kinds of wild stuff all the time. So It's a lot. There's a lot more to be said when it comes to the black community than when it comes to the white community. Yeah, these white people are shooting up the stuff or whatever the case is, and they're angry They shouldn't be doing that. But black people are doing so much mess that more attention has to be said to the black people than the white people.
So the black situation is just so out of control. White folk can just kill each other. So y'all don't get a bad about what white folks do.
It's way more wild, and everybody can see it. It's way more wild in the black community. So more attention needs to be put on the black.
Let me tell you a little something. The biggest threat to this country, okay? And I want all you white folks, especially you, Jesse, to listen to this. The biggest threat to this country right now, okay, first of all, it's people like you, Jesse. And then also white people that want to play a victim, okay? White people, they're going to go up in someone just like they're doing now, blowing up every damn thing, shooting up everybody. See, they don't care about the color thing. They just want to kill as many people as possible.
Okay? All right, Chief, we had like enough. Let me ask you one final question. What does it feel like that you're an old man with no wisdom when a young man like Joel is putting wisdom on you? How does that feel? He laughs like a witch. How does that feel knowing that a younger man is wiser than you? What does that feel like? Answer that for me.
Yes, sir. I don't feel that for it because he's not, man.
It doesn't bother you that a younger man is wiser than you?
Yes, if it was the truth, yes. But since it's coming out your mouth.
No, I'm talking about Joel. It doesn't bother you that Joel is wiser than you? You're like 100 years older than Joel.
Look, you treat Joel like a little dumb Negro on your show. Let the little white boy get on there and speak for him.
What little white boy? What little white boy?
Other little puppet. You know what little white boy I'm talking about.
No, which one?
Okay. But, you know, because he's a dumb black kid on the show. He sits around and just laugh, like it's funny. But
are you talking about the hate report guy?
Yeah, whatever the hate news, yeah.
James, he called you a little white boy.
Like I said,
shoot.
You know, the little white boy, you know, he's a small one of the group. So Joel just sit back and be the dumb Negro on your show.
Amazing.
I try to.
Okay, and just sit back and laugh.
Get up off your knees, boy.
You're the dumb one, T.
Okay.
Joel may not know how to spell, but you're the dumb one.
You're the dumb one.
Frauds out here on the radio, man. Be serious.
All right. Thank you, T. Lord have mercy. I'm telling you. All the mama coming out. He must be really frustrated to be old and filled with anger.
All right, so let's just go right on into it. So my comment to the blacks that call on this show, period. If you're calling just to argue with Jesse Lee Pearson with no facts or logical evidence to back up your claims, don't bother. I mean, for real.
Ooh, T, you hear that, T? Another young man wiser than you.
We as a black community need to start taking care of ourselves rather than always relying on someone else to do it. We got to take action and speak up against black-on-black crime and everything else that's wrong.
Yeah.
We got to do it for our black youth. The negative things black... Sorry. Everything else that's wrong, we got to do it for our black youth. If we tired of Jesse Lee Pearson speaking about the negative things black do a lot, then it's time to take action.
That's right. Absolutely. You're right, buddy. Absolutely.
All right. So, once again, I would like to say your show message has had a positive impact on me when it comes to forgiveness. It has turned the relationship between me and my father around for the best, and now we talk about things that help to shape my manhood point of view as far as how I feel about my surroundings that I witness day to day. Your point of view towards black people are truthful, and as they say, the truth hurts.
Yeah.
But I want to say this, Jesse, real quick, and really take this in. So recently God revealed to me, saying unto the healing process, that we must raise awareness, Jesse, towards the good things that are taking place within our own black community. A lot of callers are calling into your show with a negative outlook about your black truth, and I think that's because you're speaking to a, you know, perhaps a younger generation who speaks a different language, or perhaps people who don't know about what's really going on, or like you say, they're angry and they need to overcome, right?
Yep. How old are you, Marcus?
19.
Yeah. You're making T look like an idiot.
Yeah, I know. It's very a bad reflection off of our people.
Yeah.
And we need to get our stuff together. That's all I say. And nobody else is going to do it. Everyone, I mean, we got to do it for ourselves. You know what I'm saying? We got to be the one to check ourselves, check our people. If we're tired of the, like, obviously, people are saying negative things about us because it's happening. And we would just, you know, start, you know, correcting what we're doing wrong and start within, they wouldn't have to worry about how people look at us. And people that, like T and them, that not doing our research and they're making claims, like, I mean, about the Indians, this is their land and stuff. Okay, what's your, if that's true, back it up. Where's your, are you doing your research? Where's your evidence? Where's your facts? You can't just argue emotionally. That makes us look bad.
Yeah.
That's why everybody look at us the way they do. And
well,
I'm here to fix that.
Well, I'm sure your father must be really happy to have his son return to him and love him, and he love you. It's amazing. Amazing. And don't forget to like, follow, tweet, subscribe, and share the Jesse Lee Peterson Radio Show, folks. We really appreciate it. We are at war. It is a spiritual battle for the soul of America. And it's going to take all of us to do it.